Chapter 23 Paying His Respects. Buck spent two more weeks with the brothers. They took this opportunity to show him all that Boston had to offer by way of entertainment. Their father tried to get Buck to stay longer, offering him the pick of any job in Mr. Winthrop's vast empire. Buck respectfully declined. He missed the wide open spaces. A bedroll on the ground with a saddle for his pillow would be better than spending another night in that oversized bed. The whole family came to the station to bid him farewell. As the train pulled away, he wondered if he might be making a mistake in refusing their generous hospitality. Nah, that was their world, not his. Buck did not belong there. He needed to make one stop on his way. Looking nothing like that scared little boy who had fled from Wilsonville years earlier, Buck felt certain that if the missionaries had not recognized him, no one in town would either. At least that was his hope. Buck needed to pay his respects to his family one last time. When the train pulled into Wilsonville early the next morning, he cautiously stepped out onto the platform. In his new clothes, Buck appeared to be just another rich Easterner out to see the sights. Few paid him much attention as he casually walked through town. The first test of his anonymity came when he went to the blacksmith shop to lease a horse for the ride to his parents' graves. Mr. Anderson showed no signs of recognition as he took Buck's money, then saddled him a horse. Buck passed several other townsfolk on his way out, but none gave any indication that they knew who he was. These folks all looked about the same to Buck, just a little older. On the way to his parents' graves, Buck had to pass over the Willow Creek Bridge. He started to gallop over it fast, but something made him stop and look over the rail. Memories of those two awful nights rushed back fresh into his mind. He could see the faces of the people he had killed there, as if both were standing right in front of him. A chill rushed through his body, as if blown by a winter wind. Buck then remembered everything that he had been trying so hard to forget. As he reviewed all that had happened there, he realized, for the first time, that he had really done nothing wrong. Anyone would have done the same in his place. It's only human to want to protect yourself and your loved ones. Those two evil people truly meant to do them harm. His only regret was that he had not acted sooner that night on the bridge. Perhaps his mother would still be alive if he had known what Sophie's true intentions were. Buck was just a kid, with no way of knowing that the exchange would not go as agreed. With this huge burden of guilt removed from his shoulders, Buck rode on with a new appreciation for his own self-worth. He was not some murderous villain, just a boy who loved his mother and did everything in his power to protect her. His light-hearted mood faded when he rode up to where their farmhouse once stood. In its place were the charred remains of a building, overgrown with weeds. Even the barn had fallen into a state of disrepair. It looked as if no one had lived there for some time. The fields his father had labored so hard to clear now had a growth of scrub brush and saplings covering them. It was nearly impossible to tell that a farm had been there. A dull ache settled into his chest as he looked around. Buck could still remember the tiredness in his parents' faces as they sat at the supper table. All their long hours of backbreaking work had been for nothing. A few more years in the wilderness would wipe out all their efforts completely. It would be as if his parents were never there. This thought saddened him. If it were not for the size of the headstones that he had ordered, Buck would have not been able to locate his parents' final resting place. He pulled the weeds from around the markers, picked some wild flowers, and then placed them on both the graves. Buck sat there for a long time, remembering all that he could of their life together. Then he broke a solemn promise. Buck cried. After paying his respects at his parents' graveside, Buck thought that he might as well give his new appearance one last test. He quickly rode back into town, pulling his horse to a stop in front of Big Mike's tavern. Buck stayed in the saddle for several moments, building his courage to dismount and venture inside. Tempting fate this way was rather foolish, but it was as if something was drawing him to this place. It was mid-morning and no one was inside, as far as he could tell. The door was open, so he decided to face his fear and go on in. Once inside, Buck saw the same whore passed out in that same old chair. She and the chair were both well worn. Then the back door opened and a short bald man walked in, going straight behind the bar. For a moment, Buck thought the guy might be a customer helping himself to a free drink. The man put on a dirty apron and then asked what he could get Buck.
"Beer,"
Buck said in his deepest voice. After a few sips of his beer, Buck asked to speak to the owner.
"You're talking to him,"
the man announced proudly.
"Someone said a big Irishman on this place."
As he looked around the room, as if looking for Big Mike.
"Not anymore. The fool got his brains bashed in, trying to break up the fight. I bought the tavern from the bank that held the note against it."
"When did this take place?"
"About 6 years back. Same night his other whore got herself killed."
"Who killed her?"
As his guts tightened into a hard knot, expecting to hear his name as the murderer.
"Folks never found out who done it. Most likely just a dissatisfied customer. The law never really looks too hard into whore killings,"
the little man said with a slight chuckle. Buck's heart was about to pound out of his chest with excitement. Had he been on the run all this time for no reason? Buck thought about identifying himself. And then he remembered that his mother had also died that same night. There would be no use inviting too many questions as to where he had been or why he had never come back to town before now.
"You from around these parts?"
As he eyed Buck up and down.
"No,"
Buck lied.
"A buddy of mine had passed this way some years back and said if I ever happened this way to look up the big Irishman. My friend said that Big Mike had some fine-looking whores."
"They might have been once, as you can see over there."
As he nodded toward the drunken whore slumped in the chair.
"Drinking sure takes its toll on whores. You ain't too picky. I'll try to get some coffee down that one and have her clean up a bit if you want to give her a go."
"Thanks anyway, I'll pass,"
Buck said with a big grin.
"She looks like she can use the sleep."
A man will have to be desperate for female companionship to bed that poor old thing. Buck doubted that any man could drink enough to turn back the ravages of whiskey and time on her worn-out body. Nevertheless, when a woman is the only whore in a one-whore town, she'll always have customers.
"Well, how about another beer, then?"
"Sure, I got time for one more."